Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Joe Moore is the director of Texas Tech University's Presidential Lecture and Performance Series. The new season kicks off tonight in the Allen Theater. Joe stopped by our studios to give us an overview of the season. Joe Moore, welcome to The Front Row. Thanks very much for stopping by our studios this morning. It's a pleasure to have you.
Oh, Clint, it's always a pleasure to visit with you.
You are the director of the Texas Tech Presidential Lecture and Performance Series. And for anybody listening who may not know what that is, tell us a little bit about the mission and what you do.
Well, the Presidential Lecture and Performance Series is a sponsored program out of the President's Office, and it's actually been around for 12 years. I've been lucky enough to be the director for 10 of those 12 years. And essentially, the mission of the program is to enhance the cultural landscape of the South Plains, not only to provide entertainment, but educational opportunities for campus students, faculty, staff, and the community.
Right. And you certainly do that.
Oh, thank you, Clint. I hope so.
That's the people that you have had over the years, the variety of cultural opportunities that have been there is really pretty amazing.
Well, it's a boon to us that folks want to come to Lubbock. They have a wonderful experience here. Our students are very receptive, and the community has been absolutely responsive and receptive to the series. They'll tell me, well, Joe, we don't really know exactly who this performer is, but we trust that they're going to be interesting, because every year you bring in people that it's a rich variety, it's eclectic, diverse, and so they enjoy it. So we're going to keep providing that.
Right. And you do oftentimes an academic connection as well. Like they might speak to students or speak to a campus organization while they're here. Is that right?
Absolutely, Clint. One of the missions of this series is to actually provide outreach opportunities for our students. And so with each performer or speaker that comes, we dovetail with faculty members to host them in class. So they might go to the music school, or they might go to human sciences, or they might go to a journalism class. And our dance companies that come actually perform a master class for our dance students. And we also provide outreach classes to the community. So when we do have dance companies come, it's marvelous that we're able to offer a class to Ballet Lubbock students. We also have a visiting authors and visiting artist program that I've instituted with LISD. And in large part, we go to Lubbock High School, or we might go to Talkington School for Young Women Leaders, or some of the other schools in LISD, and actually offer an outreach class to them when we've had poet laureates such as Billy Collins or Robert Hass or Robert Pinsky. And they actually show up on their IB tests. You know, to be able to have a poet come and talk to the students and read some of their poetry that they've actually seen in print is so exciting for the students. In fact, when we have Lyle Lovett come, he's going to make a visit to one of the schools, so that's going to be really terrific.
And he's your first artist for this season, is that correct?
Yes, he is, Clint. We open our season with Lyle talking, an evening of conversation with Lyle Lovett, something a little bit different. But one of the initiatives on campus right now has to do with creative process and creativity. So what we're doing is we are hosting Lyle Lovett, and he's going to be in conversation with Texas Tech Public Media General Manager Paul Allen Hunton of 24 Frames fame. And the two of them are going to have an onstage conversation. They're going to talk about the stories behind his music. They're going to talk about songwriting, a little bit about his life, how he got started. sort of like an inside the actor's studio. We are so thrilled that he's available to do this. And people are asking me, okay, so you mean he's not going to perform a concert? Well, he'll have his guitar with him. So, you know, I would bet that he's going to bring that guitar and punctuate the conversation
and
with some music.
It.
That's right.
Great. So that's occurring actually this weekend. Is that correct?
Actually, it's Thursday night. So most of our events take place on Friday evenings, but this particular event is going to take place tonight. So that's Thursday, October 12th, tonight.
Great. Excellent. Well, best of luck with all of that. Hope it all goes well. While you're here, Joe, tease us a little bit about the remainder of the season for the Presidential Election Performance Series.
You bet. You know, I get excited every season. I think this season's the best one. So, you know, this one I'm particularly excited about. So, again, we open with Lyle tonight. And then Friday, November 17th, we have the Steel Drivers. And the Steel Drivers are a bluegrass country group out of Nashville. In 2016, they were a Grammy Award winner for the best bluegrass album. They're getting a lot of airplay. They are just wonderful. Adele has been singing their praises for years, so we're really tickled to have them come. And then Friday, February 23rd, I have a group called Sammy Miller and the Congregation that I heard at Dizzy's at Lincoln Center in New York last year. And they are a young, energetic, super fun jazz group that, as they refer to it, they perform feel-good party jazz. Kind of harkens back to the 20s and 30s. Lots of brass, consummate performers, wonderful musicians. And we're super excited that they're coming. And then Friday, March 23rd, March is Women's History Month, and so I thought it timely to bring a one-woman show that I had seen in Soho called The Other Mozart. And many people don't realize that Amadeus Mozart had a sister who was as much of a genius as he was, a composer and musician named Nannerell. So it's a one-woman show. The stage set, Clint, is essentially an 18-foot-wide dress. It's absolutely stunning. The lighting's beautiful. And the sound has won some awards because it features instruments of that time period. And it's based on letters that were written between Amadeus and Nannerell and her father. And of course, as you probably would guess, and that during that time period, women musicians were not necessarily touted in the same way that men were.
Right.
So that's March. And then we round everything off April the 13th with Ryrie Woodbury Dance Company. And this is a marvelous dance company out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And one of the claim to fame, so their principal dancer, one of their principal dancers, is a young man named Bashan Williams, who's actually from Lubbock. And he's been dancing with them for years. And so we're so excited to bring a former Lubbockite to Lubbock to perform for the community. And we'll do a master class. He had studied with Ballet Lubbock, so it'll be really fun to have a master class with them and have him as the dancer.
That's great. What a great opportunity.
I know. I'm real excited about that.
Great. Well, Joe, thank you very, very much for taking the time to come by our studios this morning and talk to us. And I hope that the Lyle Lovett thing all goes just as planned this evening as you hope for. And will you come back and tell us about all the other events when they occur?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? You couldn't keep me away. I always appreciate the invitation.
Great. Joe Moore, thank you very much.
Joe Moore is director of the Presidential Lecture and Performance Series here at Texas Tech University. This episode of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. You can also hear the program via our public radio app, available for free at iTunes or Google Play. Thanks for listening to The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick.